Murder on My Mind podcast. I am your host, DJ MTK. On this episode, we're going to dive deep on Carlos Goy from SPM in Houston, rapper for South Park Mexican, and his, you know, he's serving 45 years in prison right now for molesting a 9-year-old girl. Now, just that in just that right there, you know, should perk your ears, right? And the reason why this all kind of came to our attention here at the station at West Coast Radio was because there was an incident with a social media influencer, Jenny69, who's a Chicana, who got jumped recently by Miss Lady Pinks at a music video, I believe, for Kilo, who's a Chicana rapper. And Miss Lady Pinks ruled, you know, basically, you know, they heard that Jenny69 was singing this song from an old song from SPM. And since he was a sex offender, they decided that, you know, they wanted to, you know, let her know that that wasn't acceptable and that there were repercussions, I guess you could say. And so they jumped her. Now, when the girls did the reaction on the Jenny69, you know, I'm going to have to call myself out on this. Probably since this happened, I've always have been a fan of SPM's music since, you know, from the mid 90s. I mean, they just had the best beats. Just this shit just goes hard as fuck if you're a Chicano and you listen to that style of music. And I remember back in the day when he did get arrested, and I kind of just shoved it under the rug and did no research on my end. And you know, that's kind of shame on me, because the reason why I wanted to record this episode was because I don't want to have to include other people in the station in something like that without all of us knowing the facts of who we're going to support and who we're not going to support. And my initial reaction when they told me, it was like, you know, when they asked me about SPM, I was like, yeah, you know, he was accused of something and he did end up having to, you know, serve time in prison. But I really didn't do all my research on it and shit. And the more I dive deep into the actual case, which, you know, is public information now, you know, I think I put my head in the sand almost. And just because I fucked with his music, I was like, oh, maybe, you know, he was wrongly convicted and shit. And so that was my kind of initial, you know, reaction to the homegirls, the Heinies here at the station. But I've taken the time this past week to really understand this case and what really went on and get my head back out of the sand, because I need to, you either stand for something, you'll fall for anything. And now that I've been reading more on this, first of all, he was accused of molesting a 9-year-old girl, bro. Like, let's just start right there. I mean, How do you wash that out of your mouth right there? On May 18, 2002, a Houston jury convicted Coy of aggravated sexual assault of a child. He was sentenced to 45 years in prison on May 30th in order to pay a $10,000 fine. Now, his parole is coming out in 2024, and this all started because Jenny69 got jumped because she was singing the SPM song, and, you know, the other homegirl was feeling a certain way. I don't think that she deserved that, and, you know, it made me question, am I an SPM fan? And after reading some of these court documents and some of these court cases, nah, bro, I'm not. I threw away all my SPM shit. Fuck that fool. Got convicted for molesting a 9-year-old girl. And we'll go through some of this court testimony. And then B, he ran into a 13, 14-year-old girl at the strip club. Got her pregnant. And, you know, I mean, that there's a pattern here, right? He was also accused of sleeping with another 14 or 15-year-old girl. Now you're becoming a predator. Now this is becoming your MO, bro. Like, that's 3 or 4 girls. And, you know, after the fact, they were saying, oh, all these people tried to pile on, you know, after, you know, one of his, when he got arrested and saying this to extort money out of him. I mean, that could be the case in some situations, but here's some facts. He did have sex with a girl that was basically 14 years old that he met at the strip club, and she did have a baby. She has Carlos Coy's son is alive right now and breathing. You do the math, you know, and then it's reported that he didn't know how old she was when she was working at the strip club. Okay, I'm doing air quotes in the air. I know you can't see me, but okay. But then it was reported that he dropped her off at junior high. She even said that his baby mama that was 14 years old. Now, come on, bro. That shit's nah, bro. Nah. I don't stand for shit like that. Now you tag in this 9-year-old girl. I mean, I can't believe I'm even saying these words out of my mouth. When they went to court, his defense attorney tried to ask her, well, was it a dream or was it real? And he kind of, you know, you're dealing with a 9-year-old girl, bro, first of all. And in trying to confuse her on the stand and saying, oh, maybe it was a dream. Then when the prosecution was able to go back and ask her, who was the dream of and who was in it? And he goes, Carlos, she said Carlos. Now someone even said, like, what 9-year-old girl is dreaming about being molested by a certain individual? Second of all, he was in the house. What were you doing in her bedroom at all, bro? You know what I mean? Like, and so there no man should be in a 9-year-old girl's bedroom at any point unless it's your daughter. No grown ass man needs to be in any young girl's bedroom at all. And I'm not even getting to, you know, where were the parents on this? You know what I mean? Like, that's a whole another story too. Was like, you know, someone that he trusted, you know, that. So I mean, this dude in my eyes, this is really what you call a predator. And you got the other cases. And so my first question when I started doing a little bit more research on this was, is he in protective custody now? And yes, he is. He's in protective custody right now in prison. So what does that tell you? He don't want to be in general population. You know, because that was the first question I asked myself was like, damn, how has this fool been in prison this long and he hasn't been like, you know, really fucked with like that? And then, you know, it finds out that, you know, he is in protective custody. And that makes sense right there. That does make sense. So, you know, big picture here on this story, I had to kind of go back and check myself on how I'm supporting this man, which I am no longer supporting this man. I've actually educated myself. And you know, kind of shame on me. And some of this even testimony, I mean, it's pretty graphic about what he did to this young 9-year-old and how he molested her. I mean, things that I don't even want to repeat. But I think things got... People put their head in the sand just like I did because you liked his music. You thought he was a gangster. So you're going to ride with him and you're going to like, oh, you know, he's being justly wrongly accused. But if any person out there that has, you know, these three or four accusations, someone, I forgot who said it, but you get called crackhead once. All right, maybe you didn't smoke crackhead. Maybe you ain't a crackhead. You get called multiple times crackhead for multiple people. Nah, dog. Like there's some truth to that shit. There's some truth to that shit. So, hey, moral of the story, man. Nah, I do not support this motherfucker. Do your own research on this whole case as well, and don't let this man out in 2024. Do not let this man out. Murder My Mind podcast.